The last presentation here is, we're going to rush through this, I'm sorry, remote access products that support non-visual access. And to present that is Mike Calvo, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Cerotech Corporation. Some of you who are on certain mailing lists may have seen the term Cerotech Corporation on there at least 1,000 times in the last couple of months. We're not going to talk about that.
No.
Mike Calvo is the founder and CEO of Cerotech Incorporated, producer of a variety of assistive technologies. He lives in Orlando, Florida, with his wife and four children.
And five, actually.
Five now. You're not counting Jackson, your guide dog,
no,
as a child. Okay, that's in addition to that. He's been blind from birth, and as a teenager, he was a DJ. That's a great job for blind people, I suppose. He ran a talent booking agency and a recording studio. You did all that as a teenager?
Mm-hmm.
All right. He pursued computer training on his own, as a lot of us have, and started his own company as a contract trainer and business consultant for the state of Florida. In late 2000, Mr. Calvo formed Cerotech Corporation, which today is known for its system access, remote access manager, and remote incident manager products for the blind. And therefore, I'm sorry that he was the last presenter here, but let's give a warm welcome, despite that, to Mike Calvo. Right there. You have to kind of get close to it.
I just pulled it out of the...
That'll work, too.
Well, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Boy, it's a pleasure to be here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the bells and whistles and the demo first real quick. So I'm a technician, right? And I walk into your office, and you need me to work on your computer. After you get up off the floor from realizing that a blind guy has come to work on your computer, you realize that I have a memory stick in my hand. And it's a regular old memory stick that I can buy off the shelf anywhere. And I plug it in to your computer. And as you hear, the computer running Vista realizes that the stick is there. And within just a couple of seconds, without ever installing any software, lo and behold, but we get...
Welcome to the Remote Access Manager. What would you like to do now? 1. Access this computer. 2. Access a computer on the network. 3. Open a remote incident. 4. Exit.
It did speak English, I promise.
I understood every word.
I hope everybody understood that. I figure I'm amongst geeks, so so everybody understood. Well, anyway, you know, it's funny. I used to run, when I used to use JAWS for Windows originally, I used to run it in its native mode, and a blind guy walked up to me and said, "Hey, man, you can hear faster than that." And I said, "No, I can't. I'm not like you strange blind people that crank up your speech, all that real speed." And within a couple of weeks, when nobody was looking, I started trying it at home, and now I listen to my speech like the rest of us strange blind people at high weird speech rates. So what I've done, folks, is I've actually run a program off of this key that auto-launched. And the first selection
access this computer.
Is, of course, to access this computer. Okay, and I could press enter right here, and it would load our system access product. For lack of a better term, it is a screen reader. Okay, in some of its functionality. However, we take the term screen reader and kind of turn it on its head because we add more features to it than just that, and you'll see those in a second. But we do have many of the same features that you would find in your popular screen readers. We access documents, office product, 2003, 2007, a bunch of features. And I'm sorry, I had a presentation, but I realized we're pressed for time, so... And I can get quite a bit chatty. So,
2. Access a computer on the network.
Access a computer on the network. This is what we're here to talk about. This is for what we call Remote Access Manager. And then...
3. Open a remote incident.
Remote incident is Remote Incident Manager. Let's talk about...
2. Access a computer on the network.
First. And what that is if I were sitting at a help desk, and someone were to call that help desk, and I needed to remote into that user, into that employee's machine, would we be able to do it with, say, VNC or go to my PC or any of that? No, we would not. Well, Serotech is the developer, the producer. I have the great pleasure of working with Matt Campbell. And it's funny, I was listening to Doug laughing because I have very similar conversations with Matt and very detailed conversations about functions and things like that with Matt. So I was just laughing with you, I promise, about some of the things that Doug was going into with many hours that I've spent with Matt. But what we've done is we've developed the world's first remote access solution that allows a help desk technician to access a computer on the network without installing any AT on the other side. It also allows sighted colleagues to use the same technology. So for very little cost, an IT department can now deploy a fully accessible remote access solution that allows interactive support of employees. Okay, and I'm sure you're going to have questions, so I'll save them for the end for a second. I'm going to move down to remote incident. That's the 60,000-foot view, okay? Remote incident, on the other hand, is made for computer manufacturers, training facilities, things like that that do not know how many people they're going to be serving out in the field. For example, the state of Florida purchased both of these packages. Remote Access Manager they use for their 500 seats that are located within the Division of Blind Services. And they bought Remote Incident Manager for the approximately 3,500 people that they support out in the field. And what happens is Remote Access Manager is done on a per-seat license, okay, which is why we have to know how many seats. Remote Incident, on the other hand, works a little differently. The feature structure is the same, but it allows, again, a remote technician to connect to a PC and be able to remotely service it, do things like reboot and reconnect, do just about anything as if you were sitting right there. And we are not keeping this all to ourselves. If you have JAWS or Window Eyes or HAL or Kurzweil Reader or any of the Open Book stuff on the other side, and you need to configure them, you can hear the speech transmitted to you right over the line, and you can actually work on it. So, Doug, you don't always have to go into the office anymore or go out to work locations. You can just send out a little package. They download it and run it. It's an ActiveX control, and bingo, you're there within seconds. So it's a very neat package. It's very inexpensive. We actually sell that. We actually sell Remote Incident Manager as a service that technicians can purchase on an individual basis to the tune of $99 a month. Imagine that, something affordable. And if you're out there billing hours, I mean, $99 a month to be able to remotely connect to people's machines is actually pretty fair. Corporate pricing or enterprise pricing is just a little bit different. So what I'm going to do, though, here for...
2, 1, access this computer.
I'm going to access this computer. Remember, this computer has never seen a piece of AT equipment, okay? Well, everybody just play along with me, okay? And I am running Vista, and I'm going to press Enter.
Please wait while system access loads.
Sure. And I am using NeoSpeech on this key. It is much more responsive, the version that we use, than the one you get with the 500 meg version that you get with Neo or with Kurzweil or whatever. And as it loads, it's loading into an area that is not volatile to the computer. We can log on as a guest. So I can use my key in public places. I can use it wherever I need to connect.
System access 2.3 is ready. Microsoft Windows.
And I can use this key just about anywhere that has a sound card and Windows XP or later. I can also
Microsoft Autoplay, KMY23.
Yeah.
Microsoft Windows. Scan fix recommended. Continue without scanning button.
Thank you.
Set autoplay. KMY23.
Stop it. So
system access to Windows Internet.
Okay. So the other.
Okay. And closed.
Yeah. So, as you see, the computer gets a little rambunctious just after a while, and I have to argue with it. So, basically, what I've done is I've brought this system up. Now I'm sitting at a customer's site, and what I've done is, oops, I forgot a file at home. So I'm going to do what we call modifier F, which is our modifier is a...
System access menu. Connect to the Freedom Box network.
I said that word. Sorry. It's the system access mobile network now, folks. Promise. But we are going to come down here, and, well, actually, I'm going to press C. Is that what I'm going to do? Yes, I'm going to press C.
Menu closed. Remote control. Choose a computer. Secondary machine. Link.
Okay, and I can connect to other computers on my network at home.
Please choose the computer you want to remotely control. Link. Secondary machine. Link. Primary machine.
Okay, secondary machine is my family laptop. I see my son is on it for after school, and it's okay. Not after school, but after he's out. He's not out playing. He's actually on the computer. And I'm on my desktop at home, which is my primary machine.
So remote control my home computer. Disable visual output for this session. Check box. None checked.
Well, I really don't need visual output since I'm amongst blinks here, so we're going to just check that. And anyway, I also would like it to save bandwidth because I'm using one of these Sprint cards.
Start session. Button. Connected. Please wait. System access to dual beta Windows Internet Explorer. System access is active. Desktop. Connected. Remote session. Blah, 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 blah. Miss.
What? Blah, 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 blah is the name of my machine at home. Yes, it is. You've got me. I figure if a hacker goes by, he's not going to figure out the name of the machine is blah, 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 blah. And it's a combination of uppercase and lowercase. Okay.
It's a strong password.
As Matt calls me, I'm a wannabe geek, okay? So I'm a geek by association, I guess. I don't write any code anymore. When object-oriented programming started getting into the database language that I used to program in, I said, forget it. And then
I'm going to tell the other programmer what to do instead.
Yeah, right. There you go. I'm the boss now. I don't know. We don't believe in I don't know how. But actually, I was a JavaScripter for quite some time. And it was very cool. It was fun. So now I'm sitting on my home machine, and the way I can tell I'm sitting on my home machine.
Running applications toolbar. Three reminders button.
Is
three reminders.
I have three reminders at home, and I don't
system
have
system access button. Desktop. Yes. Skype.
And then we can.
Caps lock is now on.
No.
Caps lock is SoundForge 7.0.
I have SoundForge 7.0 at home. See.
Sprint Mobile Run. Sprint Mobile Run. Studio Recorder.
Studio Recorder.
System access.
See, now you guys know all my secrets. You guys know.
Skype.
So these are all things that I have at home, and I can bring up the start menu.
Start menu. Set program access and defaults. Windows catalog. Windows update.
See, this is not. This is obviously not a Windows Vista screen anymore.
Menu closed.
And I can download files here if I need to. I can bring up a menu.
Remote access menu. Minimize session.
And I can minimize a session.
Enable visual output. Minimize session. M. Date and time tool day Monday, July 2nd, 2007.
And I'm sitting right back on my Vista desktop here. So I can move files back and forth. Remember, I'm here working on somebody's machine, right? So if I have files at home that I need to upload or download, or if I forgot something, it's very easy. Another thing that's really cool for, let's say I was a trainer, and I'm sitting at my office, and a client is out in the field, and he wants to use a piece of software that he doesn't particularly have installed on his computer, and I want to remind him how it's used. So I could
remote
actually
blah, blah, blah. Remote access menu. Enable visual output.
Do something called
disable text send to log post.
Actually, I can't do it on here because I'm connected to my own machine.
Menu closed.
But one of the features that I can do is I can, if I were connected through the remote training and support module, which is another version of our remote stuff, is I could flip the session. And he could actually see my computer. So it really works if I'm in a workplace and I have a client out at home, for example, that I want to try a software package that's not allowed to leave the building. I can actually flip the session, show it to him, close the window, and he'll never have access to it, but I can see if he likes it, if he's good with it, and we can kind of, as we evaluate the process, trying to work with the employer to get the person a job, kind of get the person prepared for going in with the employer's permission, of course. So, as you see, remote access is something that we have pretty much really ingrained into our product line. And the very cool thing of all of this is when I'm done, I just pull it out, and guess what? I'm hitting keys on the keyboard, and it's all gone. There's absolutely no residue left on the computer. So now I have accessibility anywhere. And that's really, really important. One last thing about accessibility anywhere, and then I'm going to open up for questions, is we are currently public beta testing something that I would like each and every person here to go and kick and fight with and argue with and give us great feedback on. Tell us if we did it right, we did it wrong. Serotech has developed the world's first web-based accessibility solution. You can go and get your writing devices to www.satogo.com. That's S-A for System Access to Go.com. And within seconds, you can actually, let's see if I can do it here. This connection is a little slow, but www.satogo.com. Press enter.
Welcome to System Access to Go. Please press enter to begin.
So within seconds, you can have an access solution wherever you are. I don't care if you use JAWS or WindowEyes or HAL. I don't want anybody to get away from their current adaptive technology solution. But no solution on the market right now provides accessibility on the go without installing anything. Here, it's very simple. You go to this web page, you follow a couple of instructions. It will ask you to run a small applet that will run in the protected space that is provided by Microsoft for IE applications, and those will run under guest accounts. There are certain government installations and things like that where it probably will not run, but we found that it runs on about 90% to 95% of the machines. We've tested it out in the field. Hey, right now it's 100% of nothing with other solutions out there, unless something has been pre-installed. Here, at least you have an 85% chance of walking up to a computer, doing Windows R to bring up the run dialog, typing in www.satogo.com, and bingo, you will immediately have accessibility. When we release it, it will be some sort of a subscription service for pennies a day. Okay, so we're not going to be, you know, breaking the bank for it. We consider it at Serotech that accessibility is not an option, it's a right. And we expect to give that right to every single person who wants it. So that is my dog and pony show, or my internet and Vista show. Do we have any questions?
Debbie Kelly,
I heard you first.
Yeah. I would like to know if you can also, with your program, go in and, say, configure a client's computer, say, for JAWS. Say they've just got JAWS.
Absolutely. You can remotely connect. And let's say the dreaded JAWS window video driver breaks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You can go in with our technology and fix that video chain, because we don't use any video chaining, we don't use any mirror drivers. As a matter of fact, right on our website, there is a much disputed paper called The Facts About Mirror Drivers. It gets quite geeky. Please enjoy reading it and do some research on it. You'll find some very interesting rebuttals to it.
I can see some POs coming. Who's in the back?
Brian Burrow.
No, wait. Somebody was ahead of you. A woman.
Me.
Who's me?
Me is Laura Eames.
Laura.
Hi, Laura. Go ahead.
Laura, I've seen your name on a lot of mailing lists. How are you?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm a geeky person. I'll read the paper.
Cool.
I was wondering, I didn't catch the name of your product.
There's a couple of products. The one, the Remote Incident Manager and Remote Access Manager. These are the remote support solutions. The access solution that the screen reader like access solution is called System Access Mobile. All of this stuff is available at our website at www.serotech, that's spelled serotech.com. That's www.serotech.com. And right up on the front page are all the white papers and things like that.
I can purchase something and stick it on a memory stick?
Absolutely.
Buy the memory stick from you?
No, you can just go to Best Buy and buy as much memory stick as your little heart will enjoy.
That's right. Brian Burrow?
So that demonstration you gave looks pretty impressive. One question I have about it is, how well does it work when the target computer you're working on is running access technology? You've been talking about computers that you're accessing that don't have access technology, but for example, your remote training, one of the things that I suspect, although I don't know, and you probably do, is that if you tried to run this module and you use my computer,
I want to repeat
JAWS,
the question.
For example,
I'm taping.
and you tried to show me a window, you would flip it away before I had a chance to explore it and learn it with JAWS, or would JAWS even work with that window since you were controlling it remotely?
Okay. Would you like to restate the question for the...
Sure. The question is, what happens if you're trying to run, get access to a computer that already has JAWS or some other access technology running on it, and how do you do it in such a way that the user can still work with you to learn what they need to know?
Great question, by the way, Brian. And what happens is when we connect to the remote computer, you saw how it told me that blah, 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 blah was the name of my computer and System Access was running? What it does is it tells the technician or the trainer, JAWS version blah, blah, blah is running, and this is the name of the computer or whatever, and System Access sits aside, and it gives you, it's like if I were sitting in front of the computer with the student, I have a JAWS keypad, I have a PC keypad, I have a WindowEyes keypad if I need it, if it's available. Whatever is running on the other side, I get it fed, including the keyboard, everything else. So we don't touch, whatever window was in focus when we logged on is the window that stays in focus. We step aside, basically.
Carl Smith.
Carl?
Yes, Carl.
When you connect to somebody's computer, what information do you need to know? If I had this system and a customer called me and I said, well, let me, and I have a guy that messes this computer up fairly regularly, 150 miles from me.
Gotcha.
He always wants me to come out and fix it.
Okay.
Which I don't want to do.
Right.
And if I were to, what would I need to have to be able to connect to his computer?
With blind folks, we suggest that you be proactive in distributing out the little executable that they need to install. And what it'll do is it's basically an ActiveX control that they go to a web page and install. And then when they have a problem, as they will, and they lose their video or they lose whatever, they just do control shift backspace. You give them a keyword that you type into your console on your side. They type in the same keyword on their side and press enter. They don't even need to see or get any, although the system will give them verbal feedback. The thing about System Access or Serotech products, we don't depend on the registry at all. We don't hook anything. So we don't care if there's no video card in the machine at all. We'll just run. So your client would just do control shift backspace. It would prompt him to type in the keyword that you've already entered into the system. And the computer will then go out, obviously if there's an internet connection, will go out and find you on the network, and it will go through firewalls and NAT and all that stuff.
So I should install this little application on all the computers I sell.
Correct.
So then when they call me up, I say do this. And
that's exactly it. That's the whole purpose behind
right.
it.
Right, that's how that works.
You don't need IP addresses and that kind
nope.
of thing.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, who's in the back?
Me again.
Oh, me. Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Can't get rid of me.
I have to start charging you.
So far, this meeting is not billable time, Laura.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. What about the login screen?
Yes, it will work with the login screen because we do ask you to install the client. There's three parts of the system. There's the host, the client, and the server. The server is the traffic cop. The client is the technician, and the host is the system you're connecting to. We ask you to install the host application as administrator. You don't have to, but you can. And if you do, then when you do a reboot and reconnect, you will see that person's login screen. They still have to type in the credentials, and if they do, you still can't see them. But you do get access right away, right from the login screen.
Sarah, I'm here visiting.
Hi, Sarah.
Do you have to be a computer tech in order to use the remote access and remote incident management? I'm not a tech, but I get asked a lot of questions, like I'll get a chat line, you know, how do you do this and how do you do that? And it's easier for me to show them or to try and show them how to do it. Do you have to be a
But it is, but there is a monthly charge associated with it, so you're going to want to monetize it somehow, I would imagine, unless you're, you know, rather philanthropic and, you know.
Burrow, I got you first.
Okay. So I'm a network administrator, and somebody calls me and they say they want to use this, and I'm in charge of the firewall. What holes do I need to make for your thing to get through?
Zip. We run everything through port 80 and port 443.
So
free.
Okay. So okay.
Until those are blocked, you're okay.
James, what's 443?
Never mind. We'd have to shoot you. It's just a port number.
It's everything through SSL.
Let's see. There
Can
was
I
somebody.
Get it right, or is it 143?
No, it's 443.
443. That's what I thought.
80 and 443. Now there was somebody after Brian.
Willoughby.
Two questions, I guess. One, I think, was the one you just answered. I guess the other one is, one of the problems we have with a lot of remote access products for sighted people is that, okay, somebody gets on the machine, they use the machine, when they get off the machine, it crashes. Or because it's running WindowEye, it crashes, either when they get on or when they get off or while they're using it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough experience with this product to know how the machine survives after it's been invaded?
That's the thing, is we don't invade.
That's what Microsoft says about theirs, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, obviously...
my PC
yeah.
says about theirs, too, but yet things die.
Well, I mean, to use a geek term, we hook high enough to where the system is not left unstable. Where we hook, it's not going to disturb the integrity of the kernel of the system or the core of it, and so we don't hook deep enough into the system. We don't have to get what we need to be able to make the system run right.
Yeah. Let's see. Go ahead, Carl.
Just one other quick question.
Sure.
I've seen a lot of. I saw your company's name 1,000 times in the last few weeks on the email list. And one of the questions that was asked, I'd like to hear what your answer is, or comments was made as well. Yeah, that's all well and good, except they're doing stuff that Microsoft's going to close all these holes and then it won't work.
Well, Microsoft is perfectly aware of what we're doing. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., we went and we did a presentation with Microsoft where questions like this were asked by the federal government. We had to give them full disclosure. And nobody at Microsoft said, hey, buddy, we're going to shut that down in 2 weeks or a month or a year. Nobody knows what Microsoft is going to do in the next couple of years.
And let alone Microsoft.
Everybody's, yeah, right, touche. And really, it's anybody's guess. Microsoft uses API hooking, so do we. Microsoft uses it in their Windows Update product. It has been since Windows 3.1. So it's not something that's brand new. It's been around. Other AT companies have tried to use it. And to be quite candid, not to sound arrogant, it's just the fact they're not as good at it as we are.
Now, did somebody have a question in the back?
Yeah.
Who?
Thank you.
Say your name.
Eddie Montanez.
All right, now you're going to have to speak up, because we're way up here.
Marcus.
Go ahead.
What I'm wondering, what if you want to have access to a computer and you have to go into safety or something like that?
Now, unfortunately, we can't do safe mode because safe mode doesn't load any audio drivers or anything like that. And while you can get limited connectivity, it's not possible at this time. Doesn't mean that it won't ever be, but it's not possible at this time.
We used to say in the mainframe that... Yeah, that's when you have to resort to the old, in the mainframe days, we used to call it the IEB eyeball utility. Okay, James,
hey,
I heard
James.
You first.
Just a quick question. I'm not sure if you addressed this already, but do you actually hear, it's kind of a stupid question, do you actually hear the sound of the other computer while you're...
Absolutely.
Well, you won't hear the disk drive or nothing like that.
No, but you hear all the audio output. Actually, it's not necessarily the actual sound card. We're using the digital output from the audio driver.
You're catching the same thing total recorded.
What if you have like something's going one?
What if you got three sound cards?
What was the question again?
It all gets mixed down to one signal.
Okay. Can you repeat the question?
The question was, if you could hear the audio output from the computer, and he's saying, yes, you can hear whatever gets spit out through the digital audio driver, but you're not actually hearing the hardware or any of that stuff.
Yeah, you're not hearing the speakers.
Okay, one more question. Barber, I got you. You're it.
So I'm curious,
Since your product goes through 480, I'm curious what happens if you try to manage a machine that's, you know, serving as a web server.
That they do crash. If you're trying to host a machine that's on a web server, it's an interesting question. I know that there's an issue in one of our pieces. I don't know if it's with the host or the client. I believe it's with the host that you can't have a host on port 80 and a web server on the same machine. It works something like that. I'd have to get back to you. I really don't know.
I'm not quite mapping the jargon correctly, but what I expect is the case is that no remote machine can be running a web server. And would I be correct in that?
I believe you are correct in that. I believe you may be right.
Okay.
In which case, by the way, we provide access to remote desktop.
I'm going to cut it off. Here, give me the mic. I want the mic.
We do have, by the way, demos of, I mean, trials available if people want them.
Mike tells me that there are trials available if people want. Where do they get those?
They can just contact Cerotech.
They can contact Cerotech.com, Cerotech.com, and trials.
Are you exhibiting or anything?
No. Are you exhibiting down
there?
No,
we're not.
No, we're not. That's a huge mistake. Next year, I hope you'll be there.
I will.
I know it costs money to exhibit. I realize that, but a lot of people count on exhibits and da-da. But, hey, you know, this is the next best thing.
Hard to explain this in 2 minutes.
And besides which, this audio is going to go up on the Internet. So, Mike, you get a couple of whacks at this. Is, you know, you know. So, anyhow, let's give a big hand for Mike.
Thank you.
And you are staying for how long, Mike?
I'm actually on a plane in 3 hours.
He's on a plane in 3 hours. He'll be gone, but you can get him at Cerotech.com if you want to engage in more questions about the products that he has. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great meeting, and we are now... Well, yes, it's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Close. We are adjourned.